Second here.
Well, I attended all the Long Beach Master Silver Families, and at several of the schools, there were teachers and administrators that told stories of no air conditioning, and very nice custodians got up on the roof only to find out that a fuse was blown. I've talked about this before. I want to know what's being done with regards to preventative maintenance. I want to know what's being done with regards to maintenance in general. Maintenance has failed us miserably. There is no maintenance. Warranty issues. Are you aware of the fact that individual schools, if something breaks that's new, they have to call for it to get it fixed? We've talked about warranty issues for a year. With regards to the Long Beach Master Plan and all of this, what it's really going to take is true stakeholder involvement. Under Prop O, they have these meetings, and the community came in and they talked. The teachers came in and talked. And there was a plan that was drafted, and that was it. With the exception of Montgomery High School. Montgomery High School, the stakeholders were asked to be there from the beginning to the end, including the construction needs. So we got to see for ourselves what was going on. Board members, these are issues that were addressed to you back in January of 2015. And here we are talking about them a year later. The community is wondering what is going on. We see heads of departments where for years things have been neglected. And we have not heard from the board, from the executives, from here, from you. What's changed? We keep hearing, we're getting there. We're getting there. You all don't know, you only have, two of you have 2 years. The rest of you have 4 years. I would highly recommend that you do what I did. I'm piggybacking on Mr. Mercado here. I would recommend that you research the past two long-range master facility plans. Mr. Woods has stated that the past one in 2007 was sitting on his desk in a binder. How much do you pay for that? Maybe the board members need to take a look at it. But I'll tell you one thing. The community is really tiring of millions between BB&O. We're talking almost $1 billion. According to Ed Brand, hey, our schools, we would be fat and happy. Mr. Pike, I think you can attend to that as well as you, Ms. Hall. We're not fat and happy with your schools. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Mayor Clark.
Hi again. I heard something that really, really stood up. The community has to be aware that there's a price tag to having good facilities. We are aware. We seem to always be paying for it before our children go into school, and we'll continue paying for it after our children graduate. That's why we still get involved and we still have a right to come and check on how the funds are spent. The schools are in our community. We're going to be paying for those schools until our grandchildren and their children go to them. We shouldn't be just talking, whenever we say long-term, we should be thinking 20, 30, 40 years from now, not just for the next 5 years. I think that would be the smartest thing to do, because it would be more cost efficient. If you're going to build something and you build the foundation to only withstand a single floor, not thinking that in the future population is going to double or triple and you might have to add a classroom, wouldn't it be better to build a foundation that can withstand a second floor, and then it'd be easier to just add on to that? There's a lot of things that can happen that we can do so that we can really project and prepare for the future populations within the schools, to make them so that they can somehow transform. So a classroom can be easily transformed into a bigger classroom, so that auditoriums can have, just like a Montgomery High, platforms added to them in offices. One thing that caught my attention in the document is that a lot of things came from Mercado mentioned platforms that are ready for demolition. I think it's amazing that we are saying probable. We might have to increase or improve the electricity. We have to. It's a health, it's a safety hazard. The classrooms that are supposed to hold our children that are coming science or even arts, music, they should be safe classrooms. $1 billion. Wow. I know that at any other company, in any company, in any other business, you have to be accountable for how you spend the money. I know that in the union, companies are rewarded and the employees are rewarded for finishing a job earlier because it saves the company a lot of money. This is a business for educating our children, for using somebody else's money. And I think we should be equally responsible to ensure that we are saving the community and the students some money. Thank you.
Thank you.
Maria Dallas.